Sybil, we're in Philly.
And a hump day. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
Jay, Anthony Brown.
We're in Philly, Gary, Indiana on the 23rd. Last night was the bomb.
Miss Tootsies.
Previously on the Time Joyner Morning Show. We left New York. We got on the bus. And we came to Philly. And we went to Miss Tootsies.
Yes.
Miss Tootsies.
We went to Miss Tootsies and had a great time.
Oh, it was nice, man.
Yeah.
Didn't meet Miss Tootsies.
No, we didn't
meet Miss Tootsie.
You know, actually, I met the owner who named the restaurant after his mother, who was named Miss Tootsies.
Kevin Parker.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, good guy. And we go to his other location today.
For lunch.
Yep. And then to B-more, back on the bus and go to Baltimore.
And try our luck, because we're at the Horseshoe Casino tonight.
Oh, yeah?
That'd be you, Sybil. You're the gambler. No.
I can't get
so
it. I just can't do
not
it.
So much.
I can't do
I've
it.
I've always said if they had alligator shoes in that machine,
I would be there.
I'd be there.
Where you get the claws. And,
and a nice pair of gaiters came out. But other than that, I
not
can't.
Not so much. Huh?
Can't
no,
do
I
it,
can't
huh?
do it. I like to watch them do play them, but no. No.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, and then Friday.
We are at UDC.
Yeah, the University of the District of Columbia.
Come on down.
And we'll be there on Friday in D.C. Then Sunday, I go to Charlotte, and I'm the commencement speaker for Johnson C. Smith.
This weekend.
Oh, okay.
This weekend. Big week. Big
yeah,
week.
Yeah, mighty big week.
All right. Let's start with the playoffs. Sorry, Sib.
No, you're not.
No,
but that's
I'm
okay.
really not. I'm really not.
You're not.
I'm
really not.
Because I'm on LeBron's bandwagon. Right. Everybody knows that. And y'all got nothing to say. Because bandwagon is rolling.
Well, LeBron James was making fathead posters last night, man. He
38
really
points.
38 points, man.
Yeah.
And Houston figured the problem out, didn't they?
Yeah, they did last night. James Harden flew and all.
You mean the Shepherd?
The yeah. Shepherd had the flu, man. They
triple
don't know
double.
Had a yeah, triple double and a temperature.
Temperature.
And shut the Clippers down.
Man.
And just like we have with the Cavaliers and the Bulls, it's temporary.
Temporary?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yes. One more game and that's
no,
it.
No. Party ain't over.
Okay.
Party is not over.
All right. I hear you.
We shall see.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The fine. Let's
oh
go
my
to
gosh. Yes.
Let's go to news about the
in fine news,
in,
right?
In fine. In fine and cute news.
Wow. My girl.
Yo, girl, Kenya Moore.
Man.
Your television wife.
My TV wife.
Yeah. Now, Nick, if we can go back a little bit. Kenya Moore, who has had not good luck
with men
right. mm-hmm. or anything else for that matter. But anyway, she is one of the housewives, Real Housewives of Atlanta, although not a housewife. And so we know her luck in the past with a guy that really wasn't not so much into her. So they went to another show on Bravo called The Millionaire Matchmaker.
Try to get her somebody.
And Cynthia Bailey and Patty Singer tried to set her up with a number of guys for her to pick. And she picked a really nice guy, good looking, seemed to have it all about him. And even later on, she said that it was a good match.
This was the one.
And this was a good thing.
I'll take this one.
Now comes word that the guy...
Like the old people say, come to find out.
Okay, exactly, exactly. Come to find out.
They don't bet these guys.
Well, normally, and that's what's the problem, because it really is on Patty Singer, because 1 week after the show aired, in which she was showing picking him, them having a good time, really getting into each other... They find out this man married somebody else 1 week
white
after the
white.
Show aired. And that.
He went white.
And add that.
He went white.
Poor Kenya Moore.
She can't catch a break.
She says, unfortunately, I just learned today that the man I met and fell in love with from Millionaire Matchmaker was married a week after the show aired. I'm astounded and devastated.
Mm.
Now, a lot of us who are, I'm not even Kenya, I'm not even Team Kenya.
You're not?
I'm not.
How can you not?
Yeah.
How?
Trust and believe. But I do feel very sorry for her. And it looked, and I was happy. It looked like this was a good thing, that this was a good guy. But there are people who are not Team Kenya and are ecstatic that, and I dare say NeNe would be one of them,
and Vivica Fox.
Well, yeah, because they had a dust up on the Celebrity Apprentice.
No, they didn't have a little.
Yeah,
actually.
You're right. They went.
It was ugly. It was ugly.
But
on
Kenya did some low down stuff on that show, player.
Kenya's done some
very low down stuff
to a number of
people. She stole her phone, sent out texts.
Yeah,
on Celebrity Apprentice.
On Vivica's phone.
She took Vivica's phone, stole it, and texted.
Yeah.
That's low down, isn't it?
That's pretty low down.
Yeah. It was.
And you still feel sorry for her?
Well, I feel sorry for her in this instance, in this particular area, that finding love but they
you
say
steal
that
somebody's
karma
phone
and send out a text. That's low down.
It's pretty low down.
And what kind of text?
She sent stuff like she was sick of the show and she didn't like Mr. Trump
and stuff like that. Also, you know, talking about Vivica's age and you know and all of that. So it was pretty
on a stolen phone from Vivica. Yeah. And you still feel sorry for her that
I
she
feel sorry
that
for
a millionaire matchmaker got married.
I said
after
I'm
the
not
show.
Team Kenya, but I feel sorry for her in terms of this and it is such a thing as bad karma. You know, it will get you. And in this particular area, Kenya does not succeed.
Man.
And that's in love.
And that's all NeNe needs is to have
anything that happens
bad to her.
Yeah. Mm. And if this had happened before the finale with the reunion shows, oh, my gosh, she would have had a field day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
previously on the Time Joining the Morning Show, we had a story about the Supreme Leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un.
Ordered his aunt to be killed.
He killed his aunt.
He killed his aunt because his aunt wouldn't shut
up. His aunt wouldn't let it go. Just
because.
He killed her husband.
Yeah, uncle. A year ago, and she just kept running off at the mouth, and he said.
Look at auntie.
Look here, old lady.
One time, all right?
And so he killed him. Now comes news.
Come to find out.
Kim Jong-un had a meeting,
mm-hmm.
and his security chief fell asleep, so he shot him.
Shot him, yes. In the meeting.
Yes, he fell asleep. I don't know if he could have shot him in the meeting because he shot him with an anti-aircraft gun.
And how do you bring that inside?
I don't know. But we don't question this guy.
But he said not only did he fall asleep, but he said he contradicted the so-called Supreme Leader.
So when he asked him, was he asleep, he said no.
I'm just closing my eyes. And that's a contradiction.
You don't answer like that. Do you know if we did that, Sherry Shepherd would have been we were lost a long time ago.
Falling asleep.
God bless
you. Oh, wait. You really, of all people.
If I was Kim Jong-un.
Okay.
I'm usually off. Sherry, I'm talking on the air.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, your mic might be off.
But when that microphone hits Sherry in the face.
I think she won the trophy on that one.
Okay.
So Sherry has been doing the show from Los Angeles, and because of the time difference, the time...
She comes from work.
She leaves the show, yeah.
From taping Soul Man, and so her...
Around that third hour?
Oh, man.
So one time, she nodded out, and her face...
Hit the mic.
Boom!
What
was that? Sherry has fallen out asleep.
She has hit the mic.
Bless her heart. She's such a hard worker.
She is. Well, you know, she got some things she needs
but
to
do. But Kim wouldn't take it.
No.
Yeah, Kim Jong-un.
No.
Good thing I'm not Kim
no,
Jong-un.
No.
Yeah, it's a very good thing.
Man went to sleep and he's dead.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really, really dead.
He can't even sleep. What is he doing for the late people? Whoa.
You would really be a two-time.
I'd be gone.
We're in Philadelphia this morning.